Get ready, folks. We're live. Transmission.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Red alert, red alert, red alert. When they really start censoring en masse, and the reports are pouring in from Canada, the U.S., Australia, England, China, Italy, that we are being censored. We're going to go to Jerry and others coming up in the next segment at 6 after. Cox Communications came up years ago blocking InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com, and when people complain, they then turn it back on. And that's the issue. If we don't boycott now, if we don't say no now, if we don't stand up now, and if we don't go against these people, they're going to win. So you threaten to pull your contract for service with these companies? This is the most serious issue there is, free speech, because next comes the Second Amendment, if they get rid of the First Amendment. Free speech is paramount, ladies and gentlemen, and you buy a service, they claim they're not censoring, and they block. But now we have governments calling for blocking. And what you do is you take the Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com articles that are up there right now about censorship. You take the ones that we're putting out tomorrow morning at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and you get them out to everybody. You post them on Facebook. You post them on MySpace. You send them out on Twitter. You make videos on YouTube about it. Everybody stand up and say, we're not putting up with Chinese-style net censorship. The White House is now calling for it. I want to hear more testimonies, 888-201-2244. If you're in the U.S. or Canada or any of those countries I mentioned, that's what's pouring in of where you can't get to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What does that tell you? They've used the mainstream media. They've used fake alternative media, as the White House regulations are. Cass Sunstein said they would pose as alternative media to attack me, to attack others, because they know they've lost all credibility. They try to get us all infighting with each other. That's not working. They're getting more and more desperate, to the point of they've had MSNBC and Chris Matthews people down here with some big hit piece on me coming up in April. Now, I'm standing up for my family and freedom here, folks, but my question is, are you going to stand up for your family? The real war isn't about who's going to win this football game tonight that you're so concerned about, and the destiny. It's the destiny of this republic, of this constitution, of this society. Now, again, the key here is the fact that they're now coming in with the censorship. The fact that they're now not just eating around the edges and beta testing this, that they're coming out in the open, means that they are getting ready to move big time. And Obama's announced he's in control of all the governors. He's announced NORTHCOM, Homeland Security, troops to be used in the U.S. They are testing to see if they can get away with this. And if we scream bloody murder and people file lawsuits and people protest, and it only makes our information against the world government that much more popular, they will back off. But they're definitely getting ready to drop the hammer right now. So Jerry in California, who can't get through Cox and others, we're going to talk to you coming up. We've had Cox Communications over the years. We've gotten their letters they send people saying, you can't visit this hate site. Hate site? What have we been covering here? The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, not letting offshore banks have secret meetings to run our life and run our society. We're the good guys. We're not the banks that robbed you blind. We're not the BATF shutting down gun shows without laws all over the United States. Not just the town where I live. They don't want you to know what they're doing. And cybersecurity is 15 bases. One of them is San Antonio. Mainstream news has tried to go down there and take photos. Police come out and arrest them. This is the takeover of our society. Period. I just can't believe it's actually happening, but they're openly announcing they want to do it. We have the White House saying it. We have the British news saying it. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to get the stories we put out every day. You got to get the free videos while they're free online. Fall the Republic, Obama deception at YouTube and Google, everywhere else. You got to get them out to everybody. You got to take this serious like it's precious, because I think we're hurting them so bad, even if we protest them, they're going to incrementally shut everything down. Will we go quietly into the night like Germany, like Russia, like China?
This is Alex Jones with...
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Happening here. We're not just getting confirmed reports and screenshots of the notices from Europe and Australia, New Zealand, Italy, England. We're getting them from Canada and the U.S. pouring in. And we need everybody to screenshot the message you're getting. Send it to showtips@infowars.com, because we're going to do big reports throughout the week. It has now come. We have all the diversity czars, the regulation czar, all of them saying they want a strict talk radio and the internet. It's now happening. Mark Dice 2 weeks ago went out on the streets of San Diego. 90% of people or more he talked to said ban free speech, ban the criticism of Obama. This is what they've brainwashed our country into. This is what's happening. Let's go to your phone calls. We got a guest coming up in the next segment, a bunch of other news. Let's go ahead and talk to Jerry in California. Jerry, tell us about the censorship of Infowars.com you've seen.
Okay, here it is. I was watching your, I'm a member, I'm logged in, I'm also a veteran. Hey, so I'm watching the stream here on, in Firefox, and it was about, I logged in about 9 after the last hour, and then about half past the hour, the stream has dropped, and so I turned on iTunes. I can still get it. I tried two more browsers, Internet Explorer and the other one, I don't know. So, you know. But anyway, the stream dropped, but I can still get the picture.
Well, did you hear the caller from New Zealand who can't even get to Infowars.com?
From that, you know, I mean, when I get done with you, I'm going to burn the wires of Cox, because I'm going to call customer Cox resolution team. If anybody wants the number, I'll give it here in San Diego.
Give it.
Okay, it's 1-800-218-1021.
Jerry, God bless you. I'm going to jump. Robert in Texas, you're on the air.
Oh, what's going on, man?
Have you experienced censorship of getting to my websites?
Absolutely. I go to a state school here in Texas. It's one that's actually kind of a federal fusion center for police training and stuff like that as well.
Sam Houston?
Yeah. I work there and also go to school, but you'll love this. I can't get your streaming videos and so forth, but I can get pornography. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, you can't get Alex Jones, who is on over 70 AM and FM stations, who just covers the news but breaks it all down. You can't get me. Now we've known about universities and corporations and all of this lying about our site to do that. But now governments are doing it, and Obama is openly calling for it, and now we're being banned in China. Notice how it's all happening simultaneously since the UN called for this 8 days ago.
Oh, absolutely. You know what's funny is, and this is the scary part, last night I was out with some people who are, you know, they think they're part of the establishment deal, and we were talking about this whole thing, and you know, and I posed this, and I was like, yeah, you know, there's a lot of changes going on, and you know, most of this is taking away our rights. And they were like, well, you know, we really need to kind of look at things like that for safety. And I just looked at these, but my wife, of course, just went, oh, God. You know, here we go. But
yeah, the safety is so the foreign banks have already stolen more money than we could ever pay back through fraud. We're screwed. And the answer is shut Alex Jones down.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we even went into that conversation, and I told him about the 28 million, or 28 trillion, excuse me, that they got out of the Treasury so far. And, you know, once again, the part of the establishment reaction is, well, no, I read an article that it was only 1 trillion, and they're getting paid back right now, and they made $2 billion last month in interest. Oh,
but see, that's the red herring. Even MSNBC admitted last week it's 23.7. That's a five-month-old number from Bloomberg.
Oh, absolutely.
But the $700 billion they did pay back because they loaned it out to themselves 10 times through fractional reserve banking.
That was just a line of credit. That didn't have anything to do with the derivative swaps. Then you go and try to explain a derivative to somebody, and they just look at you like, oh, that's...
How long have we been banned at the big law enforcement center?
I would say about a year. I'd say it used to, I could get you on the site, but then it would drop off, you know, after about 5 or 10 minutes. But now I just can't even get streaming video. So what I have to do is I went and got a Sprint card. Now I can get you on Sprint. So,
Do this. Don't give in to them, because if they win incrementally, you know, they know how to domesticate us. If they do this and we don't stand up, if they probe and we don't stand up, they win. Tell everybody about InfoWars.com. God bless you, Robert. Take care, my friend. Herman in New York, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, in my former college last year, I tried to visit prisonplanet.com, and it was actually censored, saying that it was for distasteful content or like dangerous content. It just wasn't allowed. And
I've noticed suddenly I even try to visit mainstream sites, and it says that. They're doing it to a bunch of people.
Yeah, it's not even just prisonplanet.com. It's a lot of websites, other websites I don't want to promote, but there's a lot of other websites that have the truth like you do, and they were all banned. I was wondering if it was just prisonplanet.com, and it wasn't.
What it is, I mean, this has been going on for a decade at least. They have a database different companies sell to, quote, protect you. It's a web filter. That's only the tip of the iceberg. 1,300,000,000 people can't get to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com now in China. But it's not just China. Simultaneously, in the last 10 days or so, it was the first few days I ignored it until hundreds of emails came in. It's Australia. It's New Zealand. It's China. It's Italy. And then I have all the mainstream articles where they're all announcing that they're now censoring. See, I mean, I have articles from this week where Australia is censoring people running against mayors who are about to win. I mean, they're doing whatever they want, sir. I appreciate your call, Herman. Let's talk to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, are you being censored?
I was visiting our local sheriff. I'm a county board supervisor, and I was visiting because I was concerned about what we should do about the census coming up, how people should react to it. And, you know, I had asked him, I should take a look at Radigan on Prison Planet. Okay, and we also have a local attorney that set up a website with a lot of your stuff, and he's now come out in the open. And he said he can't get that type of information.
So again, the sheriff.
Yeah.
The sheriff, and you're part of the government, and you're going in to show the sheriff, and he isn't allowed to see it. Land of the free, home of the brave. Better keep people away from Alex Jones, because he'll actually tell you the truth. See, we're telling the truth against their crimes, and so they're desperate to shut us down.
Yeah.
How big a deal do you think this is, that simultaneously in Europe and China and the Pacific, we have been banned?
Well, it's obviously huge, and like you say, it looks like the situation is coming down. And
when they start censoring the web big time, look out.
Yeah, you have said that over the years, that's for sure.
I can't believe it's now happening. It's now happening.
Yeah. I'm going to the IT director for the county, and I'm going to say, hey, what's going on here? What's going on here that we can't get this information?
Well, Bill, get me back on your local talk station too, because Bill sent a lot of good documents. We'll run the gauntlet on this together. God bless you. I appreciate your call, folks. It's very simple. They openly announced world government 2 months ago for the Copenhagen meeting. They said you'll pay almost all your taxes to offshore banks. In Austin, Texas, they're shutting down gun shows without laws. They want a $2.6 billion tax in the first 3 years, starting next year. They're set to vote on it this month or next month to pay carbon taxes to the UN and banks. This is criminal. This is happening in every major city. They don't want us getting together. It's not just Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that are being shut down everywhere. It is everybody who's telling the truth. And the White House says they want to start restricting talk radio. Nobody is safe. We have got to stand together against this un-American garbage now. As the Founding Fathers said, if we don't hang together, we'll all hang separate. Stay with us.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Peter Krochnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krochnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krochnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we talk a lot about solutions here, and if tyranny comes to your door, it will come in a uniform. That's what Officer Jack McClam and many others have called for a long time. Stuart Rhodes, Army paratrooper, one of Ron Paul's chief staffers in Congress, is with us for the balance of the show, and we're going to go over the 10 orders they will not obey. But I want to ask the military and police something. Do you think America is about censorship? Do you think it's about websites being shut down? Do you think it's about talk radio being restricted? We have a corrupt government run by the same private banks worldwide that are doing unconstitutional things all over the place. Stuart Rhodes, I mean, you came in here today in the middle of a major typhoon of tyranny. The House passes the cybersecurity bill. The bill clearly restricts free speech, net IDs to get online, NSA running the internet, taking over all the infrastructure. What do you think about this major attack from China to Australia to Italy and to many ISPs in the U.S. banning Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com simultaneously as the U.N. calls for censorship, as the White House calls for it, as Time Magazine calls for it? They all call for it this week, and suddenly this happens.
Well, they know that the strongest weapon we have is our free speech and the internet. Since the printing press is our most powerful weapon, they're trying to close it down. It's more important than the Second Amendment, too, frankly. Right to speech is more important than right to bear arms.
The pen is mightier than the sword.
Oh, absolutely. So they're trying to shut it down, you bet.
My whole issue is people better get hopping mad and upset about this, or we're going to become like China.
Right. You'll have no recourse but to arms. You can't communicate and associate. That's one of our core liberties, freedom of association.
What did Kennedy say? Those that make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable.
That's right. You'll have no other recourse.
I just can't believe this is happening globally to us right now. I mean, this is a global regime. Look at this article right here. Read that headline out of the major newspaper of Australia.
Secret Summit of Top Bankers. Right.
And it says 24 top private and government bankers are meeting to set the course of the world secretly in Australia right now.
And in years past, you wouldn't even know about that. You would only have the mainstream media, the four or five networks, to tell you what's going on. You wouldn't even know it's taking place. The only reason you know it's taking place right now is because of the internet.
All right, let's shift gears to the other takeovers right now. Stuart Rhodes, ex-paratrooper, disabled vet, ex-firearms instructor, former Ron Paul staff member, Yale law grad, research scholar, and Montana Nevada lawyer. Stuart has written for Gary Spence's The Warrior, for moreliberty.org. He writes the Enemy at the Gate column for SWAT magazine and is writing a book on the dangers of applying the laws of war to the American people in a war on terror. And it goes on. Look. We have Obama setting up a puppet governorship of 10 governors. They picked the MIAC governor, Nixon of Missouri, who said returning vets and gun owners and libertarians are the number one threat to the country. We know this is all really for us. That's why, what, a year ago or so, you formed Oath Keepers, now with chapters, tens of thousands all over the country.
Right.
Stuart, what are we facing right now, and why did you start Oath Keepers?
Well, I think we're facing the very, very scary window. As you said before, it's a window of crisis intentionally created. Their goal is to shut down and destroy our republic. But in this window, it's a two-way window. We have an opportunity as well. But the whole goal of Oath Keepers is to buy more time. If I can get the military and police to consider and take their oath seriously, it causes strategic uncertainty in the minds of the elites. So they will hesitate and buy us more time to take the republic back from the ground up. It can be done. We can do it. That's why they want to censor our free speech, because they know that in the end, if we have free speech, we will win. They know that.
That's why the Southern Poverty Law Center and others wrote these federal reports that we got leaked by good police last year, who are demonizing us. because they understand they're there brainwashing military and police. Right. We're here telling them the truth.
Exactly. They're building that wall bigger and bigger between the people and the police and the military, and we're trying to tear that wall down. And they want to label you as a hate monger and me as a hate monger because that's their tool to be able to censor you. If you can have you designated as a hate organization, then they can get the ISP providers to stop access to you. I've even had reports that in some military bases, I haven't confirmed it yet, but in some bases, they're having a hard time getting onto oathkeepers.org. So I'm not sure what's going on.
No, I've seen confirmed reports of that, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been sent screenshots of you not being able to get to the site. And it's one thing to be blocked on bases and colleges. That's bad enough. And them lying about us. But now government's just telling ISPs, period, for their customers. And it's going to grow to everything.
Right. So I mean, to me, this is the fight. We have to fight on First Amendment first. We have to be as adamant and as militant about defending our First Amendment rights as we would the Second Amendment. But we also should prepare for the very worst. I think you should be on ham radio, and we should all be on ham radio.
I'm on 100,000 watt, been on it for 14 years.
Right.
WWCR, we're live right now, 6 hours a day, or actually 8 hours a day now,
right,
on WWCR. But, again, the main fight's on the web.
Oh, sure.
I can post any video on YouTube and get 100,000 views easy. I mean, my films have had more than 150 million views conservatively. That's hurting them, Stuart.
Oh, certainly, but we should prepare for the worst, I'm saying.
No, I agree with you. In fact, I've already had a secret plan for a year. That's why we have the new office that we're building next door, to go to a file we send people who then print up a local newspaper. We're not going to be stopped.
Right, just in case. Go back to the old handbills on the street corner if you have to.
We're going 1776.
Exactly. Uh-huh. That's the answer, right?
Yeah, we already knew this, Stuart. I mean, we already knew this, but it do you agree with me that the fact that the UN openly is calling for web censorship, Microsoft, the White House, Google, that they're doing it now is because they're going into a new, more dangerous phase?
Well, sure. The mask is slipping and they're getting ready. That's why the Cyberterrorism Act talks about a state of emergency. So say you have an economic collapse where say it's done intentionally. Now you can shut down the internet, shut down all communications, and once again, you'll get only what's on. You'll probably have like a America radio or something, where that's all you're going to hear.
No, actually, the White House said that. We may shut down the web to save it, and they said, oh, during the flu, we may make all sites direct to the UN. Who? I mean, they're saying it.
Right, right.
And then Cass Sunstein tells the truth of the White House and says, no, these people are exposing us. We've got to shut them down and arrest them. Did you read those papers he wrote?
No, I did not. No.
I mean, people ought to read it. I mean, these people are out. They're obviously the tyrants.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do we do? I think we need to organize locally. I think we need to make sure we have strong communities, get to know your neighbors, get to know all your police in your area and all the veterans, and start developing those networks down at the very bottom of our society and get ready for whatever comes.
Clearly, you've been invited to them, but the Tea Party's have been co-opted by the RNC.
Well, there's a struggle inside the Tea Party right now. There's two sides to it. The grassroots Tea Parties, they are still there. Gillespie County Patriots is an example of that. Just had Sheriff Mack and I speak last night. But there is this new entity. What's it called? The Tea Party Nation?
Yeah.
And so that's obviously...
Which is Fox Nation, yeah.
Right, right. It's an attempt to co-opt the Tea Party movement.
And they're like, more wars, police state, Patriot Act, good.
Yeah,
I mean, you notice Bush and Obama continue the same policies.
Right. And Sarah Palin's speech, I watched it last night, it was all standard neocon, old GOP insider hack language.
I'm going to be covering it this week. We're in deep trouble.
Yeah, we are, definitely.
Well, let's talk about the solution. The police and military are not bad people. They're brainwashed, just like the general public. If we can reach out to them through the Oath Keepers and other groups, we can short-circuit this entire behemoth. Stuart Rhodes is our guest. We'll give you the website, how you get informed, how you read the pledge, the 10 orders they will not follow. There's a lot of troops in Iraq and Afghanistan wearing the patches. It's got the system scared. We'll be right back in defense of the Republic.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow MiroGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here we go. Let's go over. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers a year ago, exploding all over the country and the world, is our guest. Tell us briefly about Oath Keepers. Go over the 10 orders you will not follow. This will hamstring the Achilles heel of the New World Order. And let's get into your Home Safe program. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real. Foreign offshore banks have seized the United States. We're being censored. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. They don't want you to see Fall of the Republic, the Obama deception. I mean, I sell the DVDs of my films, but it's free and high quality on YouTube. Take advantage of these $200,000 films. It took me $200,000 to make this. It's free to you. I'm for real. We have a vision of defending the Republic. I want to add, Jason Burmes is coming up for 3 hours after us. Stuart Rhodes is going to be with him for the whole first hour. So the Infowars.com streams, your local AM and FM, while you can still get it. Stuart, I want to get into Oath Keepers, but people better use the Internet while they've got it.
Absolutely. Use it or lose it.
That's right.
Use it or lose it. Okay, get into Oath Keepers.
Well, the whole point of Oath Keepers is the founders were smart enough to make the oath to the Constitution, not to any man or office. And so we are reminding all the police and military that they took a constitutionally required oath to support and defend that document against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It's a very powerful weapon on our side. So the focus is there. Remind them of the oath and teach them more about the Constitution. They've been intentionally dumbed down and kept ignorant through public schooling and also lack of education on the Constitution in the military. They're not taught about the Bill of Rights in the military. So we're going to make sure they know what they're doing.
The good news is, though, when I say that the military is on fire with Oath Keepers and the three percenters, they are.
They are, absolutely. They understand that something's wrong. Many of them are very traditional Americans and very sincere patriots. And so we know they have the courage, but courage without knowledge will not be sufficient.
In fact, it'll be used by evil.
That's right. Courage, that's right, it can be twisted into thinking that you're being patriotic by defending the people against these evil extremist haters. And so that's the tactic of our enemies. But our tactic is to remind them of the basic knowledge that we're trying to impart about our Bill of Rights, about the Declaration of Independence, about the core principles of national
Because rights. It's a hedge. When you don't have that, you're just like North Korea or Mexico. Mexico has tripled the resources we do. They're in squalor and tyranny because they have a corrupt system.
Well, sure. I mean, the whole point of America is liberty. The Declaration of Independence makes very clear the whole point of the government is to secure your natural rights.
Meanwhile, FEMA's running around demonizing the Founding Fathers. Stuart, go over the 10 orders you will not follow.
Well, the 10 orders are not the oath. A lot of folks are kind of mistaken about that. The oath is to the Constitution that we all swore in our public service. But this declaration, the whole point of this is to get them thinking about the very clear lines in the sand, the most dangerous stuff. It's not everything that'll be unconstitutional. I get emails from guys saying, what about posse comitatus? You know, you don't mention that. Well, this is only a start. But these are the most dangerous ones. Number one, we will not obey any order to disarm the American people, because that is what led to fighting in the first American Revolution.
1775.
You betcha. So after all the abuse that they had suffered of all their other natural rights, it was the attempt to disarm them that finally got to the point where they had to fight back. Number two is, we will not obey orders to conduct warrantless searches of the American people, their homes, vehicles, papers, or effects, such as warrantless house-to-house searches for weapons or persons. And that happened during Katrina.
The first thing they went for was the guns in the high and dry areas.
That's right. So people say, well, you're paranoid. This will never happen in America.
They're having knock and talk everywhere. They're shutting down gun shows without laws.
That's here in Austin, that's right.
Yeah.
That was a terrible example of arbitrary, capricious fiat law. No law at all. Just ruled by authority saying, I'm going to do this, right? No law passed by Congress. The ATF just came in and said, you cannot have private sales inside of the gun show.
Yep.
So number three is, we will not obey any orders to detain American citizens as unlawful enemy combatants or subject them to trial by military tribunal. And this claim power is, to me, the most dangerous, is the claim that the president, as commander-in-chief, can apply the laws of war to you and I, American citizens.
And notice they're now saying, oh, we'll kill U.S. citizens.
Right. We'll target U.S. citizens. And what is the difference between targeting a U.S. citizen in the Sudan and one here? Where is the constitutional separation between those two things? It's not there. If they can do it over there, they'll do it here too. Padilla was arrested in Chicago O'Hare International Airport. It doesn't make a difference where you are.
And we don't give up our Bill of Rights because of some fake boogeyman. It's come out the underwear bomber was protected by the government. That's mainstream news. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, the basic point is, whether or not an American citizen is actually making war against his own country, the remedy is an article.
They get due process because they throw out the entire due process if we don't.
Absolutely. If you're so afraid of Islamic terrorists that you're willing to tear apart the Bill of Rights and throw it away, you'll wind up in Nazi Germany.
Which we are now doing. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. Number four is, we will not obey orders to impose martial law or a state of emergency on any state or to enter with force into a state without the express consent and invitation of the state's legislature.
And you have to do that because the John Warren Defense Authorization Act says even if the governors say no, we're going to do it. And now he's created a puppet 10-member governorship to claim he has power over the states. And they admit they are taking over the states. And the secret Homeland Security documents admit it's actually for a takeover of America. I mean, we have the documents. This is for the American people, not for guys in turbans.
That's the whole point of that council of governors, is to circumvent the requirement of the authorization of the state legislature. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says that only upon the application of the state legislature, or if they can't be convened, the executive, can the feds come in even to stop an insurrection against the state. Like, say there's insurrection against the government of Texas. and they want to, and the feds want to come in and stop that, they can't do anything without the invitation of your legislature or your governor.
Because the states created the federal government. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. So number five is, we will not obey orders to invade and subjugate any state that asserts its sovereignty and declares the national government to be in violation of the compact by which that state entered the union. We are a dual sovereignty system. States have the power and responsibility to intercede and guard that.
And now a whole bunch of attorney generals and states are moving to block unconstitutional gun laws, government health care, everything, and the feds are moving in. Continue.
Right, but they're asserting their sovereignty. It's a two systems. If the states were to interfere with the sovereign sphere of the national government, they will defend that. It's
everything is a separation of powers.
That's right. We will not obey orders to blockade American cities, thus turning them in the giant detention camps.
And that's in all these executive orders, this biological attack order.
Well, it also was done during Katrina. People were not allowed to leave out of New Orleans and cross the bridge. It's in our film. It's on our website at oathkeepers.org. You can go there and watch that video. We have clips there of Shepard Smith from Fox News standing on the bridge saying they will not let them cross this bridge to get out of there.
Continue.
We will not obey any order to force American citizens into any form of detention camps under any pretext. And that was done already in our history to the Japanese Americans.
And the Italians. And we now have the National Emergency Centers Act that admits they built the camps.
That's exactly right. They're putting together, I mean, a lot of this stuff is dual use. They'll put together a detention center or an emergency center supposedly for refugees from other countries, et cetera, but they always have dual use.
But, well, back in 99, with that staged event in Seattle, the WTO, they put them in the Sandpoint Naval FEMA brig.
And also happened in New York City, too, correct?
Yeah, right. Pier 57.
We will not obey orders to assist or support the use of any foreign troops on U.S. soil against the American people to keep the peace or to maintain
control. And we know the Army War College is teaching they'll use foreign troops in LEO-9 last year, FEMA, with 14 nations trained to, quote, take on American terrorists.
Well, you also had a weird thing where you had foreign troops training with our National Guard across the country. You had Uzbekistani troops up in Montana, of all places. And once again, it's an example of dual use. They say they're there for only training them to go back home and do.
But then they admit it's for domestic use. Go ahead.
Right. We will not obey orders to. So they're. We will consider such use of foreign troops against our people to be an invasion and act of war. Number nine, we will not obey any order to confiscate the property of the American people, including food and other essential supplies, under any emergency pretext.
And that's in executive orders.
Oh, absolutely.
To take the food.
And it's also been used historically as a weapon of war as well. No easier way to subjugate a people than to cause a famine or to confiscate, like what's done to the kulaks, right, by Stalin. So number 10 is that we will not obey any order which infringes on the right of the people to free speech, to peaceably assemble, or to petition their government for redress of grievances.
And we have the free speech zones. We have the provocateurs they hire to go to events. We have the clear program going on of restriction. Let's talk about the new programs that Oath Keepers are launching. I want to tell the listeners again, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, suddenly are being censored all over the world. This is confirmed. Big reports coming up live tomorrow. Final segment with Stuart Rhodes straight ahead. While you can still visit them, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Fall of the Republic, the film online. Get it today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com.
Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Foreign banks engineered the banking collapse. They're meeting secretly in Australia, according to the news of Australia. They are coming in with this criminal takeover. They are not going to be able to get away with their crimes if the people stand up against them. That's why they're coming in to censor the web now. They can stage fake attacks on the internet as a pretext to shut it down. They're saying that's basically what they're going to do. The underwear bomber, it's even in the Detroit newspapers, was let on the plane protected by the U.S. government. In every case, you are the target. You need to realize that. And the good news is they wouldn't be trying to shut us down, Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, if we weren't effective.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they understand that they have a window of opportunity that's shrinking, and we have a window that's expanding. The longer the internet is free and the longer we have free speech and communication amongst ourselves, the more the veil is lifted, and they know that.
Stuart, you've other points in the last 10 minutes we've got, other programs that Oath Keepers is launching.
Well, we want to support the police, military, and firefighters directly when they keep their oath. And so we've started a new program called Family Safe. We're launching today. If folks go to our website, oathkeepers.org, there's a banner across the very top that links to Family Safe. What that's going to be is Oath Keeper members will volunteer to host the families of any current serving police officer, military, or fire personnel during a time of emergency. So they don't have to worry about their family being safe. They, like a retired cop, will host the family of a current serving.
And they don't want the community getting involved with the police.
Well, sure. And what better way to show we have their back and who their friends are than to support them directly by making sure their family is safe.
And look at DU. Look at Agent Orange. The government doesn't care about the troops and police.
Absolutely not. Ask any guy who's ever been injured in the military. He'll tell you usually they try to duck and cover and kick you out with no benefits. It's happening all the time right now. So you bet.
Stuart, where do you see America going? I mean, we're defeating them on the swine flu hoax, on the government takeover of health care that's really a new tax.
Climate change hoax.
Climate change hoax.
Right.
They're in trouble on every front. They, in their own white papers, I have Cass Sunstein, White House science czar, White House technology czar, White House information czars, all calling for an end to free speech and talk radio. We have the new head of the FCC saying they may restrict free speech. I mean, they're really sending up trial balloons. We've got to get the word out now that we're not going to put up with this.
Right. And the big danger is a potential crisis like an economic collapse, for example, that could be the catalyst to cause people to accept draconian government extreme measures, you know, so-called martial law, which is nowhere in the Constitution whatsoever. But that's the biggest danger, is that in the short term, there could be a crisis, whether it's real or manufactured or amplified, that could cause people to say, oh, we must turn to the government for help, like an economic collapse, for example.
And by the way, there were three articles last week by top neocons and a Democrat saying we need a new war or we need a staged event. The people are waking up to us. They even write news articles admitting it. Governor Ridge admitted last year that they would issue fake terror alerts for political aim. Folks, you are the target of the police state. We have the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. Stuart, in closing, what is the New World Order? What have they openly announced? Why did you wake up? Why are you resisting them?
Well, I think the bedrock of it is a belief that you have no natural rights and that the elite are going to be like a new oligarchy that will rule over you as though they were your slave master. And, you know, most of these people are internationalist elites. They don't believe in sovereignty of any nation. They want to destroy U.S. sovereignty. So that's the rock we have to defend, is our common bond, is our Declaration of Independence, the idea of the consent of the governed, and our natural rights. And
so that's the hedge of protection. That. Without that, we're not America anymore.
Absolutely right. Without that, exactly right. We no longer exist as Americans.
Well, everybody knows something is wrong, and the elite has gambled with this takeover. I mean, they openly announced this is world government. We're going to pay our taxes to private banks. This is private banks making themselves kings. It's illegitimate. It's fraudulent. Will we say no? Everybody, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are now censored across the board, all over the globe. It's being announced. Other sites, it's your site tomorrow. This is so you don't have a capacity to really reach people. It's all the big sites now. It's the smaller and medium-sized sites tomorrow. This is a huge issue. And you won't be able to visit oathkeepers.org soon if you don't get the word out. We have to let them know that we're not going to put up with censorship.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said earlier, use it or lose it now. This is it.
Well, we have to show them that when they do these probes, and they're probing right now to see if we'll accept this, that we get the word out even more. And we boycott the ISPs that are censoring, and we sue them, and we expose them, and we get the word out. Or they're going to expand it.
And you should also make sure the politicians know that if they vote for it, you're going to kick them out of office. I mean, you got to tack a few hides on the door to make it.
That's right. They passed the greenhouse gas tax in the House, not in the Senate. They passed a lot of stuff in the House. They passed the cybersecurity bill. The Senate version, we've got the head of the committee, Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia, saying we'd be better off without the Internet. People better grow up and realize tyranny happens everywhere, and it's happening here.
Right, and grow a pair and do something about it.
Stuart, when you talk to military and police, I mean, I get their calls, I get the documents they send me, I see the polls. They're really waking up, though, right now.
They are, and we have some that are joining Oath Keepers. We always tell them, look, we don't expect you to join. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But quite a few of them are like, hey, you know what? If I get in trouble for joining this organization, that's an indicator of where we are. So I don't mind being the canary in the coal mine. But that's an individual choice for each one of them.
Well, that's like when I had the idea to have states and cities, and over 800 cities, four states, pass laws against the Patriot Act saying we'll follow the Bill of Rights Constitution. And, I mean, if that's dirty and bad, then what's happened to our country?
Oh, exactly right. If you get in trouble for keeping your oath and simply reaffirming that you will follow the supreme law of the land, then that rips the mask all the way off. That has not happened yet. But if it does, well, you know what? Throw me in that briar patch, or don't throw me in that briar patch, you know?
Well, Stuart, why do you think for the last 20 years they denied world government, they denied it was a banking cartel, And then the last 6 months, they came out and said, okay, it's world government run by banks, and we're going to do it. I mean, why do you think they were losing traction, lying about it, so now they put a good face on it?
Well, I think they might actually think that most Americans will accept it now. I mean, if your dollar crashes, you might accept an Amero. If things are bad enough for you, you might go with it. And they've also been indoctrinating our children, you know, not mine are homeschooled, but indoctrinating most people through public school, the model UN programs, et cetera. I think the UN's wonderful, you know.
Well, Stuart, we're going to go to break. My show's going to end, and some stations don't carry it. Quite a few do. Jason Burmes does 3 hours every Sunday. You're going to be with him for the first hour. We appreciate you staying for that. And we're going to be you can flesh out more of your concerns about what's happening in the world with Jason. And I also want to tell listeners, Jason is going to continue with phone calls at 888-201-2244 for Ken, Kalo, Randy, Drew, and others, specifically who have witnessed Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com being censored by your ISPs or by governments. And calls from China, calls from New Zealand, calls from Italy, they've all announced this. And tomorrow we're going to have all the facts, all the screenshots, all the extra proof. It's all right here in the news. We're going to expand on it. The key story right now is up at PrisonPlanet.com. Internet censorship, major truth-providing websites blocked by Asia Netcom and many other major ISPs to New Zealand users. Same thing Italy, same thing Australia, England, Canada, and many areas of the U.S. So the fact that they're shutting us down in a coordinated operation worldwide right now really concerns me about staged terror attacks and other events, because the globalists are stalling on every front. The only card they've got left to play, their ace in the hole, is staged crises. Do you agree, Stuart?
Well, I think so. I mean, throughout history, people have always, during crisis, been willing to give up their liberty. And so why would not a government or elites who want to pull the plug on the Republic use crisis?
Well, we need to send the message right now. Everyone, even if you don't even agree with everything we talk about on this show, get the articles at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, local talk stations. Email this article about Infowars censored in New Zealand. A more detailed how it's happening worldwide will be out tomorrow morning at PrisonPlanet.com by 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Folks, we've got to do this together now. We've got to stand up against censorship. And the media will spin it and say, well, if a website wants to restrict comments or something, that's okay. This isn't a website you own or a newspaper somebody owns restricting what they say. That's fine. You know, I'm all for free speech because I own a printing press, is the saying. This is governments, the UN, the U.S. government, Cass Sunstein, and major governments openly saying it. Bill Gates coming out last week and saying we need net censorship. Google saying they're working with the NSA. I mean, this is really happening. The time for denial is over. And while we've still got YouTube, before they ban all our stuff, and they banned us before, Fall of the Republic, free. Over 5.5 million views just on one channel alone. There's hundreds that have it. I mean, this film's been seen over 40 million times that we know of, free. You know, sell a few thousand DVDs, funds the operation. But I'm not even here saying buy the DVDs at Infowars.com and support us. If you want to, that's great. Endgame, free online everywhere. Just Google Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Use it while you can. Ladies and gentlemen, this is really happening. This is life and death for free speech. They are robbing you. They are raping you. They are destroying your society. They control both parties in every major nation. Great job, Krug. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central. Jason Burmes coming up with another 3 hours.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.